right, welcome to the Big Guns Football Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back. And today, I wanted to talk about the AFC and NFC championships. Winners of both of those games will represent this year's Super Bowl. And being a Buffalo Bills fan has been a tough year. 13-3 record, things looking very well. And again, they're packed up and they've gone home. What does that mean? The question you have to ask yourself is, you're only as good as your last loss. And I've said that for a bit, and being a Buffalo Bills fan has been a tough thing for me. So looking at this AFC-NFC championship, I want to reflect on all four of these teams. You know, what did they do right? What did they do wrong? And what will they do different in this AFC-NFC championship going forward? When you look at the Bengals had a season where they basically stayed under the radar. For a lot of people, there was a lot of doubters saying that the Bengals weren't a good team. They were just there. Joe Burrow, Mr. Joe Cool, really kept about himself and just stayed the course and said, you know what, we're on the right track. We're going to do the right thing. Zach Taylor kept his guys very leveled. The run game was kind of, ugh. Jamar Chase went out for some injuries. And this team just kind of stayed the course. Their defense played well. Their offense put some really good games together. And next thing you know, the Buffalo Bills-Bengals game where DeMar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest, went down, the game was canceled, and things started to change right there for the Bengals. The way that they handled that situation was very professional. And again, the game was canceled. The NFL had to step in, do some rule changes. Somehow the Chiefs got home field advantage, even though the Buffalo Bills beat them. But again, it is what it is. The Chiefs were kind of in the same situation where Tyreek Hill goes to Miami and now this team has to figure it out. And Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid didn't really do anything grandiose. They didn't really speak out of turn. They just kind of said, we're going to stay the course. We have to spread the ball out a little bit more to a little bit more players. We have to be more of a total team where we don't have one big hit threat. So it's true. That's exactly what Patrick Mahomes did. Now, Patrick Mahomes, just like Josh Allen, when he is in the game and Joe Burrow's in the game, they win games. The Bengals wouldn't be where they are without Joe Burrow. The Chiefs wouldn't be where the Chiefs are without Patrick Mahomes. And the Bills wouldn't be where the Bills were without Josh Allen. But as we look at the other side in the NFC, we're often questioned by the fact that Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts, and a lot of people, including myself, really were not in the Jalen Hurts camp, and I'm still not on the camp, and I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. It's something that really bothers me, because when Jalen Hurts wasn't in the lineup when he was injured, the Eagles were kind of pedestrian. They weren't as good. Now, say what you will and say what you won't about this team right now, saying that they are a complete team. And they were able to put together some good wins. But Jalen Hurts gives him that a little bit extra. And Nick Sirianni, a guy who I'm also not a big fan of, and I don't really know why, has a good system. Offensively and defensively, this team plays well as a team. You look at the 49ers and Brock Purdy. Now, let's think about this for a second and kind of peel it back. Trey Lance becomes the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo becomes the number two. Brock Purdy's name isn't even mentioned at the beginning of the season. He is Mr. Irrelevant to the 10th power. Now, what's interesting about that is Trey Lance goes down, season-ending injury. Next man up, Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo puts together some good games, really looks good. Team starts to win, starts to get some cohesion, starts to move forward. Jimmy Garoppolo gets injured. Well, now this team is in trouble. They're going to call up their third string quarterback, Brock Purdy, last pick in the draft. And now this team has to figure it out. Now they're scouring the free agent wire. They're looking to make some trades. They're looking to do some things for this team because, let's be honest, third string quarterbacks often don't do well. So all of a sudden Brock Purdy comes in and starts to play in this system, and he does well. In fact, he does better than just well. He does great. Even keel, and the team wins games. In fact, they won 7 games in a row. Now he's representing the NFC Championship against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you can say that Brock Purdy might be a guy that flew underneath everybody's radar, because he did. But is it Brock Purdy that's awesome? Or is it Kyle Shanahan's San Francisco 49ers system that's awesome? I think it's the system and the quarterback. I think Brock Purdy's better than a lot of people expected. But I also think that Kyle Shanahan's system created the next man up. Plug and play, put these guys in, and they will succeed. Because again, there's so much about certain teams. And I'm going to go back to my Buffalo Bills, and you look at Josh Allen. And when Josh Allen got injured, and everybody thought that Case Keenum was going to be up there, basically the Buffalo Bills and their fans said the season was basically over with. All the eggs are in 17's basket, and if he's not there, this team will not succeed. And that is problematic. If Patrick Mahomes goes down, does Andy Reid have a good enough system for the next man up to succeed? Did Nick Sirianni have enough in the tank for when Jalen Hurts went down? Because they showed falters. There was chinks in the armor. And we go back to coaching. Coaching is such an integral part of football, and I don't think it gets its due. You know, a lot of coach speak happens. A lot of things happen where a lot of teams have this, the players, you know, in a great system, players, it's kind of like an equalizer. If a quarterback isn't that good, well, the running game is going to be a little bit better. Or the receivers are going to, instead of going for long balls, they're going to go for short balls. Or the defense has to step up. It's an up and down kind of system where you have to be dependent on the situation rather than the player. And that's why Kyle Shanahan is such a phenomenal coach and why the San Francisco 49ers system is just so awesome. Do I think if Brock Purdy went to the Baltimore Ravens, do I think that he would be as successful as he is? And my answer is no. I think he's a good quarterback, and I think he's going to have a very fruitful career. But I think his career is so much better because he's on the San Francisco 49ers. And Nick Sirianni has done some wonderful things with the Philadelphia Eagles that have totally exceeded the expectations of every fan and player in the National Football League. Now, the Eagles will tell you this is where they belong, this is where they should have been, but they're lying to themselves if they think that. The 49ers just played their system. They just played their game, one game at a time. They took it, situational football, they made it work. And the interesting part about all four of these teams that are in the AFC and NFC Championship is just that. And why the Buffalo Bills are not in the AFC Championship is for this reason. And this is something that the Buffalo Bills have to correct. I know it's an unpopular opinion for a lot of people, and I get that. But can you honestly tell me if Josh Allen went down that this team would be winning? And my answer to you is no, they wouldn't be. They would not be at all. So let's stop that madness. Because again, and the Buffalo News had an op-ed picture of basically the NFL being a big ball and Josh Allen underneath it just pushing it. Because again, if it's meant to be, it's up to him to make it happen. Josh Allen is the reason why the Buffalo Bills have a 13-3 record. Let's not fool ourselves. You could say the defense was really good. You could say the running. No. Josh Allen is the straw that stirs the drink. And it's a dangerous way to run a franchise. Barry Sanders, when he was the running back for the Detroit Lions, was just that. Phenomenal running back. Number 20, dazzled people. He would make a four-yard run look phenomenal. You want to know why Barry Sanders cut his career short? Because he was tired of trying to do it on his own. The team was not good, and he was running an uphill battle that he just wasn't going to win. And that's dangerous. You look at the Green Bay Packers, and you look at the Aaron Rodgers factor, and you wonder to yourself, what is wrong with this team? Now, Aaron Rodgers is a phenomenal quarterback. Okay, he's made some boneheaded decisions and some conversations, but this team has not supported him by getting him the right players for him to succeed. Now the talk is Aaron Rodgers is going to end up on another team. He could be on the Jets. And you look at his age, you look at the team, you look at the system, you look at, you know, Robert Saleh and what he is doing with the Jets. Will Aaron Rodgers succeed on a team like that? And my answer is maybe. Now, what's interesting for me is this dynamic of the quarterback being better than the team. To me, you have to have a good offense. You have to have a good coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator. You do. Conversation was had early this morning, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and we talked about Eric Bieniemy. And I know I'm jumping all over the place, so just try to follow with me. But I said, I'm seeing on Twitter that Eric Bieniemy is being asked to be interviewed for the OC position for 5 or 6 teams. And my question to you is, why is Eric Bieniemy looking to leave the Kansas City Chiefs to go to a lateral position to a team that is not as good as the Chiefs? Like the Commanders. The Commanders are actually looking to talk to Eric Bieniemy right now and to, you know, make him their OC. So I'm very bothered by that because I'm like, why would you leave the Kansas City Chiefs to go to the Commanders? I mean, come on, let's be truthful here. A friend of mine said, well, Jay, maybe Andy Reid is calling more of this offense and Eric Bieniemy wants to come out from underneath the limelight and the shadow of Andy Reid and wants to be seen for who he really is. Is this the reason why Eric Bieniemy is not a head coach in the National Football League? It's not a black and white thing. Let's stop with that. It could be that he is not coaching material. He's OC material. And that could just simply be what it is. But it's an interesting dynamic because, again, I wouldn't leave the Kansas City Chiefs to go to the Commanders. There's no question. Unless I'm just a placeholder. My name says Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator, Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm not really doing anything. I have a headset, but it's not even on. I'm not really calling the plays in. Andy Reid's calling the plays in. Or he's doing a 70-30 type situation. So he could take a team like the Commanders and with his offensive prowess really put this team on the map in a division that has the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, is that something, and the Giants. All teams that seem like they have a very good upward trajectory in a very tough division. I don't think that's someplace that Eric Bieniemy wants to cut his teeth. You look at Brian Daboll and see what he has done, being the OC for the Buffalo Bills, now the head coach for the Giants. The Giants in the playoffs and doing well. So, you know, answer me that question. So I think there's a lot to unpack with the Eric Bieniemy situation, and we'll get into that in another podcast, but I just wanted to kind of mention that. But let's get back to the systems. And we often hear coach speak, next man up, next man up. The San Francisco 49ers are doing just that. You're a quarterback. You can throw the ball. You have a little bit of pocket awareness. You can scramble a little bit. You have pocket presence. You're going to do well in this system. Because, again, we can adjust George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk. We can do things for whatever quarterback is there. If you're more of a scrambler like Trey Lance, we can adjust. If you're more of a pocket guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, we can adjust. If you're a little bit of both, we can adjust. oh, by the way, we have a good defense. We have a defense that's going to basically give some three and outs and it's going to put the offense back on the field, so you're going to have more cracks at it. You have Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. Both of these guys are Swiss Army knives that can do very well in this offense. George Kittle, who has done well with Brock Purdy. He really has excelled with him. The people's tight end is getting it done. I'm an X's and O's guy. I love the breakdown of a team. Talk is cheap. Just do it. And I think the San Francisco 49ers have done that. Philadelphia Eagles, look, they're in a good place right now. If they were to lose this championship game, sure, it would really hurt them. But look what they've done. You can't tell me that you expected at the beginning of last year that the Philadelphia Eagles were going to be in the NFC Championship. You just can't. Because that's just silly. But looking at this team for what it is Nick Sirianni's system that good? Now, again, you know, you've seen them have backup quarterbacks in there and they faltered. Miles Sanders, not really doing well. A.J. Brown, phenomenal. Slim Reaper, phenomenal. Dallas Goedert, phenomenal. Offensive line, phenomenal. Defense, bringing it. This is going to be a hell of a game today. It really is. Which team has a better system? My money's on the San Francisco 49ers. But Brock Purdy's going to have to play a very good game. He is going to have to play some flawless football, and there's no question about it. This team has weapons on tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, and running back, and defense. So, we'll see. What is it about Jalen Hurts that I don't like? I don't know what it is. I cannot put my finger on it. I don't know. But I can't give him his due. And I think it's terrible because, again, when he's in there, you know the Philadelphia Eagles are representing. You know they're going to play well. So, again, that's just something. Nick Sirianni is a perfect Philadelphia Eagles coach. He just has that kind of swagger for this team, and he has played very well for this team as a coach. So, interesting stuff, to say the least. And again, you go back to Zach Taylor and Andy Reid. Both of these guys have I think the Kansas City Chiefs, more than the Cincinnati Bengals, have a good system. When Tyreek Hill left, they expected a gaping hole in their offense that they were not going to be able to recover from. Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and company, they didn't falter. They weren't nervous. They said this is going to make Patrick Mahomes become more of a complete quarterback, make him spread out the offense just a little bit more. And Isaiah Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and those type of running backs would have to do a little bit different, have to do a little bit more. Travis Kelce being Travis Kelce, catching 14, 15 balls, which is just stop the man. Stop that man. I'm a tight end aficionado. I appreciate the tight end position more than you know. So to see the tight ends that are in the game, I'm not a Goddard fan, but I appreciate his ability. George Kittle, huge fan. Travis Kelce, hate the man, appreciate his ability. Hayden Hurst, quietly liking this guy. I have all season. I thought it was a really good move for them. You look at this team and you look at their tight end. The tight end position is an integral part. All four of these tight ends are big. They're big. You look at the running game. Sure, Christian McCaffrey is probably the standout guy. Isaiah Pacheco is a guy who's coming into his own. Joe Mixon, a guy who's had some up and downs this season, but he has played well. Miles Sanders, I don't know. But again, when the offense is clicking and you can't put eight guys in the box to stop the running game, you have a little bit more success. So systems mean something to these teams, and I think that that's really what it's come down to. And I think when you look at the Buffalo Bills, the reason why the Bills are just not here, they didn't show up in the Bengals game, first and foremost. And I'm not going to get into that because I finally calmed down on it, and I'm finally saying, you know, it is what it is. Though I'm not saying, oh, it's next year we'll get them. The Bills have a lot to unpack, and that's a podcast in itself, and I don't want to get into that right now. I think really when you look at all the teams that are out there, they won because of their coaching and their systems. If you can't stop Travis Kelce, you're going to lose. If you don't pressure Joe Burrow, you're going to lose. If you can't contain Jalen Hurts, you're going to lose. But for the San Francisco 49ers, what is it that if you stop? And that's where I get back to the systems. That's where I get back to the Kyle Shanahan. If you stop the running game, you're going to get a death by a thousand cuts with the passing game. George Kittle is going to eat you up. Deebo Samuel is going to eat you up. The defense is going to eat you up. That's why my prediction is the San Francisco 49ers will represent the NFC Championship. And if I look at the prediction of the Bengals and the Chiefs, I'm saying the Chiefs. If Patrick Mahomes comes out of the tunnel and hopped up on Toradol, and he's running around fine, I say that the Chiefs win and represent. I want the Bengals to win, not by much, but I do. Chiefs Niners would be awesome. Bengals Niners would be awesome. And then everybody's like, well, why are you not giving any love to the Philadelphia Eagles? I just don't think it's their time. I think the Brock Purdy story is a 30 for 30 on ESPN that just needs to be told. Mr. Irrelevant coming in to save this season. I think that's super important. So, I mean, again, interesting stuff to really talk about when you look at this season and wonder why. Circling back to the Buffalo Bills, because that's just what I do. They need to have more than just Josh Allen be the mainstay. Because if Josh Allen goes down, if he gets hurt, he gets injured, this team is done. Okay? He doesn't need to throw the 70-yard bomb down the field. He doesn't always have to put it on his shoulders. And I think sometimes he feels this way. And I think because the fan base and the media has propped him up on a pillar and said, hey, you know, you're everything. You're jumping over street signs because, you know, you've done this. And he's taken it upon himself, and he is beat up. And I guarantee after this season, he is beaten and bruised physically and mentally. And he has to reflect for next season. You look at Ken Dorsey. You look at Leslie Frazier. You look at Sean McDermott. And people are calling for people's names. 13-3 season. They lose. And everyone's calling for their heads. Coaching. And I'm not a McDermott fan. This just in. This team has to coach differently. So we'll see what happens with that. But again, enough about the Bills. So what is it, folks? Is it a good system, good coach, or good players, or all of the above? That's the question I'm asking you. Hope you like what you heard. If you did, hit that subscribe button. That's all the time I have for now. Commissioner Jay.